Oh, shoot. Guess who's back? It is me, Laces Out Finkel Show. We are back. I am so just absolutely sorry that I have not talked to you guys in so long. It has just been so busy lately. This is the Laces Out Finkel Show. It is Tuesday, November 20th. Laces Out Finkel Show. I am Beer League unrestricted free agent. I'm fielding some calls. I'm a retired softball legend. Shout out to Adrian Beltre, another retired baseball legend. We'll get to that in a little bit. I am also a Brad Marchand hater. You are a rat, and I hate you. But man, you are entertaining to watch. And the fact that you got at least 23 penalty minutes versus the Stars on Friday of last week. You know, shout out to you, you rat. I am also a hashtag make football fun again creator. We will get to that as well. We've got quite a few things I want to talk about in today's episode. We are back. You can find me at Laces Out Finkel on Twitter and Instagrams. Again, at Laces Out Finkel. I am a Star supporter. I am a Kevin Durant hater because he is a snake. We cannot stand him here in Dallas. I don't think the USA can stand Kevin Durant. I think his mom is the only person that loves him. And if you tell him that, he's going to get super upset and tell you to shut the F up and watch the effing game. We'll get to that in a little bit as well. Like I said, full day ahead. This episode is brought to you by the Garland Stampede, because I'm wearing a Garland Stampede throwback practice jersey. That's a shout out to one of the big supporters of the show. Daily listener, I don't know if I want to say fecal matters anymore. I just feel like that's just a dirty term to call my friends and my fans and such and so forth. But with that being said, guys, I'm back. I missed you. I missed staring blankly into a laptop, only hoping that at least 15 to 20 people will listen. Let's just jump into some topics. First and foremost, it is Tuesday, which if you're a weak kind of person, you know, yesterday was Monday, and Monday Night Football was on. We had the Los Angeles Rams versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and oh my God, what an entertaining game. If football teams never played defense again, I'd be totally fine with that, because I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. That was the most fun football game I've watched in a very long time. Very long time. And to be completely honest, if every single game was a shootout like that, with, you know, something like 900 yards total offense, over 100 points scored, that pure entertainment on my... I mean, it was just hard not to not look at the screen and see what was happening next. So kudos to the Chiefs and the Rams for giving us a pure, entertaining football game. Over the weekend, I want to say it was the weekend, I don't know, my cousin Ashton got married, so that was a pretty awesome time. Got to go down to Dripping Springs, Texas, just outside of Austin, and it was catered by Salt Lick Barbecue. For those of you listening here in Tejas, you will know Salt Lick Barbecue is bae, as the kids say, today. And it was just so filling. I was so tired from the barbecue. Hardly danced at all, but that's pretty much par for the course for me. Anywho, real fun weekend. So that's why I say I don't know if the game was this weekend or if it was late last week. But Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. I think it was Saturday. Saturday. It's all coming back to me now. Saturday, the Golden State or the Bandwagon State Warriors played the fantastic Dallas Mavericks, and the man of the future of the NBA, Luka Doncic, hashtag Luka Nation. And I believe somebody in the audience, a fan of the Dallas Mavericks, an intelligent man, said something along the lines, and I have done a little bit of research, but not an extensive amount. He called Kevin Durant, I believe, a cupcake, and Kevin Durant turned around and say, "Shut the F up, and watch the effing game. Kevin Durant, you are the softest little biatch I have ever laid eyes on. You are the reason that basketball fans are losing interest in the sport. You are the reason that Seattle doesn't have a team anymore. You're an embarrassment to the Longhorns. You're an embarrassment to Golden State. You're an embarrassment to Oklahoma City. And I am sad that you ever stepped foot in this great nation of Texas to play basketball, whether or not it was for the Thunder, feel the Thunder, pop, pop, lightning in the Thunder, or the Golden State Warriors. You are a poor excuse for an athlete. You're a poor excuse for a role model. And I'm sad that you are allowed to wear a ring that said you won anything. Kevin Durant is what's wrong with sports. He is a millennial athlete. And that words hurt. Everybody hurts Kevin Durant, but not everyone has millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank. Get over yourself. Get over it. Be tough. Stop acting like you weigh 125 pounds because you look like you weigh 115 pounds. People are sick and tired of the shtick. And for all of you that are saying, well, the fans should watch what they say. No, screw you. Those fans, let's be honest, in Dallas this may not be the case, but most fans that are at courtside have paid a lot of money to sit there courtside. And I'll be damned. I will be absolutely damned if I'll have some schmo, some keyboard warrior tell me that I can't say whatever I want after I've paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars to sit there and watch a basketball game. Just shut up. You're unnecessary to the argument. You're unnecessary to sports. Find the exit door, see your way out. Kevin Durant, people despise you. You are an absolute joke. Be tough. Act like you've done this before. Because there's no excuse for you. You're soft. S-A-W-F-T, soft. 10-ply, bud. You're real soft. Moving on. So the Dallas Stars played last night against the New York Rangers, which I am going to be completely honest with you guys. It's always been such a confusing thing to have the Texas Rangers and the New York Rangers, especially when you see that the Rangers have signed so-and-so to a long-term deal, and you look and you go, what? I've never even seen that name. Didn't even know that guy played baseball. I had no idea Russians liked baseball, only to go, oh, okay, New York Rangers, NHL. That's fine. I'm not stupid. You're stupid. So, anywho, New York Rangers versus the Stars last night. It was not a very hard-fought game. The Stars looked absolutely dynamic in the first period. They came out guns hot. They had 8 shots. They looked phenomenal. And then they just petered out. And unfortunately, stop me if you've heard this before, Bishop got hurt, and now he was out for the third period. And our man, our savior, the man, the Kazakhstanian scorpion himself, Anton Khudobin, Dolby had to go in the third period, got hung to dry on one, and the New York Rangers won 2-1. Now, that's not without saying there have been a couple of games, obviously, since the last time I recorded an episode, so I am sorry about that. I did get to go to the game on Friday night where the Stars absolutely silenced the Boston Bruins, whose mascot is a bear, and the Bruins people don't even call bears Bruins anymore, so that's a stupid mascot. Boston, you're dumb. D-U-M-B, dwum. So, Brad Marchand, like I said, got about 23 minutes in penalties, and it was absolutely glorious. He actually had one point in the game where he leaned to a fan in the penalty box and said, how much did you pay to watch me? Sir, I would pay countless amounts of dollars to watch you get thrown in the penalty box and then bitch and moan because, oh, why is everybody out to get me? Well, it's because you look like a rat, you play like a rat, and you're kind of a piece of shit. So, anywho, Stars won that game 1-0. Dickinson with another game winner. That was a phenomenal game to be at. If you were there, you might have saw me. I made another debut on the Jumbotron, and I may have awkwardly looked at the camera right as it was going back to the game. Anywho, Sunday, the Rangers did play the Islanders, and they walloped them 6-2. 6-2-2. I was really hoping the Cowboys did not put up any points because I've always wanted to be that person that's like, well, the Stars scored more points than the Cowboys did just to, ruffle those feathers, ruffle those Cowboys feathers. Don't worry, Cowboys fans. We've got something coming up for you. And it's actually a positive thing. But with that being said, Stars had a decent weekend. Took 2 out of 3 over the weekend from Friday to today. They have a day off. Tomorrow they play the Penguins, and that should be an interesting game, specifically because the Penguins gave up a nice little meaty lead last night against the Buffalo Sabres, and the Buffalo Sabres, Rasmus Dahlin, the kid's legit. And they came around, I believe they scored four unanswered goals against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I believe Crosby is out too, so that may have a little bit to do with why the Penguins did not finish what they started against Buffalo. But hey, good for Buffalo. They need something to cheer about because their football team is a joke, a laughable running joke. And your fans, oy, we are not laughing with you. We are laughing at you. You are making fools of yourselves. You are making a mockery of your city. You're making a mockery of your team. And I could not be more thankful for your antics. You are buffoons, and I love you for it. Moving on. A bit of a more somber note. I'm sure, as most of you have seen by now, Adrian Beltre has retired from the game of baseball. I don't know what that was. That was probably my tears hitting the floor. I mean, I'm at a loss for words, mostly because he's one of those characters that comes around once every 20 or 30 years. And he always leads the charge. The charge. He's not called El Capitan for nothing. He is the leader of the Texas Rangers. He has been more so for the better part of at least 4 or 5 years. You know, especially after Michael Young left. And I'm at a loss for words. Mostly because I don't know who's going to take over his role. You know, you've got a young manager in Woodward. I think that's his name. We'll see. I don't know. String some wins together and I'll remember your name, bud. Elvis Andrews? Maybe. I don't know. Joey Gallo? Probably not. Nomar Mazara? Doubtful. Ruk Nidodor? Highly doubtful. Highly doubtful. You know, Cole Hamels is gone with Chicago. They picked up his option, I think. I don't know. I really am at a loss for words. Thank you, Adrian, for your antics. Thank you for making it bearable to watch the highlights, however few there were last season, with you just being you. It was truly an honor to watch you play the game. You, I know I said hashtag make football fun again. You hashtag made baseball fun again. In a time where the analytics and the numbers and the length of the game and the evolution of the sport has become more obnoxious and annoying than anything, you kept people tuning in even when the team, let's be completely honest, had no chance of winning. 95 losses last year. You've got John Daniels at the helm, and who knows what he's doing, because, you know, solid management is a theme in Dallas sports. But I digress. Adrian Beltre, you were an absolute gem. You will always be remembered fondly by the fans here in Texas. You will always be a cornerstone of Texas Rangers baseball. And I hope to goodness that you are a part of the organization in one way, shape, or form for a very, very long period of time. You will be remembered. I completely believe your number will be retired. You will be in the Rangers Hall of Fame. And I would argue to say that you will absolutely be a first ballot Hall of Famer one day soon. Side note, Michael Young is on the Hall of Fame ballot. I don't think he's going to get voted in. We will update you with that whenever we find out. But thank you, Adrian Beltre, thank you. Thank you for your love of the game. Thank you for making it a contagious love. And, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a sad day. It's a really sad day in baseball, but it comes time, or it's it, you know, there comes a time where. Good God, I am so sorry that that happened. That's what she said. I'm just getting back. You know, I'm getting used to it, guys. I'm getting back to the old podcasting ways, and the soundboard is a little finicky. My fingers are a little excited. I may have had two cups of coffee before I had this going. So, thank you, Adrian Beltre, for you. We salute you, El Capitan. And yeah, that is that. I said I was going to talk about the Cowboys in a positive manner, but before I do, I'm going to talk about them in a negative manner. Not because, you know, they won, they beat the Falcons. I just don't understand how you Cowboys fans think that winning is a good thing right now. You do understand that in the absolute, do you believe in miracles chance that the Cowboys make the playoffs, they will be absolutely embarrassed. They will be demolished. I mean, if you are a football fan, if you are a you know, even just a Cowboys fan, and you don't watch other games, which you're robbing yourself of joy if you don't watch other football games, which I'm not a big football guy. It's probably number three on my list, but that's not what this is about. It's still entertaining. If you don't watch other football besides Cowboys, you're robbing yourself of pure, absolute free entertainment unless you pay for cable. So, what I'm trying to drive down your stubborn skulls is that the Cowboys have a .0000000001% chance of winning the Super Bowl. I have a better chance of making the Dallas Stars than the Cowboys have of winning the Super Bowl. I don't care how good the Cowboys' defense is. They will not stop. They cannot stop the likes of Drew Brees and the Saints, Patrick Mahomes, Kermit the Frog, and the Chiefs, or Jared Goff and the Rams. They don't. It's not going to happen. So with that being said, imagine, if you will, the Cowboys make the playoffs. Which I will completely admit, the Cowboys making the playoffs is much more likely than I think that I want to admit. Especially with how awful that division is. It's like if a JV high school football team randomly made a 6A state championship because that's how bad everybody else was. It's like watching like a seven-man football team play like the likes of Allen or the Southlake Carroll or Dragons or whatever they are. Just one of those teams that's been in the state championship for however long. Imagine a full 11-person football team playing a 7-person football team. What I'm getting towards is, if the Cowboys make the playoffs, that delusional old relic of a man, Jerry Jones, will probably more than likely re-sign that glad-handed, red-headed puppet that has Jerry's hands so far up his caboose, you can see fingernails for teeth. He will rehire Jason Garrett, or he will extend Jason Garrett. Is that what you really want? Is that what you want, Cowboys fans? Do you really, really want to see Jason Garrett for another 4 to 5 years? Because you know Jerry is so hard-headed and stubborn that if he does sign Garrett to an extension, say 4 to 5 years, and he continues to be as Jason Garrett as possible, being a mediocre sub-500 coach, is that what you want for 4 to 5 more years? Because you know he won't fire him. Jerry's too prideful to fire him, which is ironic because he fired Landry and he got rid of Jimmy Johnson. I'm just warning you. I am absolutely warning you. I will have conversations countless times. Do I dislike the team, the players on the field? No. Especially after Romo left. No. I think this is a very entertaining football team. One of the positive things that I was going to talk about is Leighton Vander Esch. I think he is the future of the Dallas Cowboys defense. And, ooh, I hope he doesn't suffer the same stuff as Sean Lee did and just be made of glass. Because let's face it, and guys, I'm going to say it again, here's another candidate for the sideline coach. Sean Lee, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator Jason Witten or Tony Romo, interchangeable one of them head coach. Guys, if you want these people in the organization, this is how they will be in your organization. If you do that, sign me up. I'll buy a jersey. I will eat my words. I will eat those words. But as long as Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones are still at the helm in any way, shape, or form, I will not support this team. Don't care. Don't win. Stop winning. Dak, quit it. Zeke, quit it. Amari, re-sign. But right now, quit it. Leighton Vander Esch, you can keep doing what you're doing. You're a beast. Cole Beasley, I don't know. Just keep doing what you're doing, I guess. I don't know. He's had a rough season. But guys are guarding him a lot more. Hopefully less now with Amari. But overall, stop winning. Stop winning so Jason can be shown the door. And we can get a decent head coach in here. Change is good. Change is welcome. Which leads me into my final segment for the day. And that is the youth movement. And who is the leader of the youth movement in every single franchise in Dallas? With the exception of FC Dallas, because they're all they're young kids down there in Frisco, and their head coach just left. And as long as the Hunts own that team, let's be completely real, guys, that team doesn't have a shot of winning the MLS Cup. Again, management being a question here in Dallas is a theme, with the exception, I would say, of the Mavericks. Youth movement. You guys just heard it. Leighton Vander Esch is leading that youth movement. And I mean, yes, there's Dak, there's Zeke, there's Zeke for sure. There's absolutely Amari Cooper. I think Zeke was leading it before Vander Esch had to step up, because Zeke was brought in and people said, okay, you're the next guy. We know it. Everyone knows it. We went out and we got you and we knew what we were getting. Same thing kind of with Saquon Barkley up in New York. You knew what you were getting. With Leighton Vander Esch, a lot of people, when he was drafted, said, what? Why would you do that? Why would you waste such a high pick for that kid? Trade down. Get something else for him. He's showing up. He is absolutely showing up. And he is leading that defensive youth movement. This defense is young. Go look at the ages of the guys on this Cowboys defense. They are young. They are scary. They're going to have a couple more years before they really, really step it up, I think. Maybe 1 to 2. But when they do, they're going to be on the same page as the Bears, the Vikings last year. They're there. They're right there. They're knock, knock, knocking on defense's door. They're right there, guys. They're right there. Youth movement from the Dallas Mavericks. I think it's pretty safe to say we all know. Dennis Smith Jr., Luka Doncic, those are your guys. There's no question. I mean, you've got guys questioning why Luka didn't go number one overall already when we're maybe a quarter into the season. Dennis Smith Jr., when he gets a couple of other younger guys under him, he's going to take off in that point guard position. He's already doing a great job. I think he's only going to get better. Once Wes Matthews finally gets shipped out of town, we can be done with that. And Dennis Smith Jr. can take over. But those two kids, man, specifically Luka, That's the heir to the Dirk throne, who's getting the key to the city tomorrow night, the Mavs game. I will be at the tap room, so I will have to have that on my laptop. Sneaky sneak behind the bar, switching back and forth from the Stars, Penguins to the Mavs and whoever they play. Which I'm going to go ahead and do a very quick 20-second research. They play the Nets tomorrow, so Dirk gets the key to the city. I can't wait for him to come back. Oh, it's going to be so much fun to see Dirk playing with Luka. Like father-son. Like Obi-Wan and Anakin. Anyway, lastly, the Stars youth movement. Well, not lastly. Second to lastly, correction. The Stars are young too, guys. The Stars are really, really young. But the youngest guy who's really, really just makes me feel secure, Miro Heiskanen. That was the guy that everybody wanted. Trade away. Get Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson just scored his first goal this past weekend with the San Jose Sharks. Miro Heiskanen has two, looking for his third. Miro Heiskanen is 19 years old, guys and gals, and everything in between. Miro Heiskanen is the future of this franchise. It will not surprise me when he gets the C one day. I don't want to think about that right now, because Jamie's my captain. Oh, captain, my captain. But let's be completely honest. Miro Heiskanen's going to have that C one day. So, lastly, now, for sure, lastly, and then I said it before, I don't know who the youth movement is for the Rangers, because I don't think there's a guy right now that I can look at, like guys like Willie Calhoun. No, sorry, bud. I don't see Joey Gallo. I don't see Nomar Mazzara, Ruben Odor. I don't see these younger guys stepping up and being the face of the franchise. It's a pretty dark time to be a Texas Rangers baseball fan. We've got decent guys on the team. Some of them have terrible contracts. Looking at you, Shin-Soo Choo. That rhymed. Didn't mean for that to happen. But I don't know. I'm just a little bummed out, I guess, because I don't know who's going to take over for this franchise. Let's do a little research. Let's just go down the Texas Rangers the roster and see who, I mean, and this is sad because Adrian Beltre is no longer on that roster. But let's go. Let's dive into this. So obviously, and this is the 2000, let's see, that's, well, let's backtrack, because the 2018 lineup is a bit obviously outdated. I believe Chirinos is out. So let's look at this 40-man roster. Guys, I can tell you right now, I can't pick one person on this franchise to take over as the face, the lead. Like I said, you've got, well, and I'm saying youth movement. These guys are all really, really young, but most of them are young pitchers. I don't know, guys. I really don't. Willie Calhoun is 23, but again, I don't see him taking over. Rougned Odor, 24, nope. Carlos Tochi, no. Don't see him doing it. Jerks and Profar is probably not going to be with the team. They're probably going to trade him away. I just don't see anyone on this team that's going to step up. And I don't want to say Elvis Andrews because he's 29. He's getting up there in age. Nomar Mazzara is 23, but are you going to step up and be a leader of this team? I don't think so. I don't want to sound negative because, you know, not too long ago, I was all in. Chips on the table for the Texas Rangers. Joey Gallo's 24. He can crank home runs, but he can strike out with the best of them. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Falefa. You say tomato, I say tomato. I don't know, and that's kind of depressing. And I hate that that's where I'm going to end today's show with depression. But
You know, here we go. We're back. You and me. I'm gonna record another episode tomorrow. That's for show. We're getting that. Show. Gonna take Thursday off because it's Thanksgiving. Guys, spend some time with your families. And if you don't have someone to spend time with, call me. Text me. You can hang out with me. I'm gonna be in the G on Thursday, also known as Garland. Home to King of the Hill and the opening line in Zombieland. Anywho, yeah, guys, Laces Out Finkel Show is back, full of fat. Stay tuned. Keep listening at Laces Out Finkel, Twitter, Instagram. I love you guys. I love your faces. Be safe. Take care of each other. Bye.